Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you feed us with your spiritual food this morning as we delve into your word and seek to learn more of you so that we can become more like you. In Jesus Christ's name. Good morning, saints. We're reading Matthew 5, verse 46 to 48, World English Bible Translation. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? If you only greet your friends, what more do you do than others? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. The old covenant was the letter of the law, and the new covenant, the law was replaced or fulfilled by the love, the law of love. Because Jesus said, this commandment I leave you, that you love one another. And that commandment is the only law that we live by. Jesus having fulfilled the entire law and the prophets of the Old Testament, of the Old Covenant. So, here we are about a third of the way through the Sermon of the Mount. And the importance of the motivation behind our actions is what Jesus seems to be highlighting here. Our human nature, the flesh nature, tends to want to be a bit selfish and self-centered. And as such, greeting those that greet you and loving those who love you is an easy option. What we are asked to do by our loving Redeemer is to do what does not come naturally to our sinful, selfish human nature. What he asks us to do is to love those who do not love you, and to greet people who don't even like you, or that are different to you, or that might be considered socially unacceptable, if that's even a concept. But no matter what the person is like, no matter what they look like, no matter what they smell like, you need to reach out to them with God's love. Not with your preconceived ideas, not with your prejudgments, not with your ideas of what is socially acceptable and what isn't. What's important is that every human being that ever lived on planet Earth, and that's alive even as we speak right now, is created in the image of God. And every human being on planet Earth that's alive today is loved by our Heavenly Father, by our Big Brother Jesus, by our best friend Holy Spirit. And they expect us, God expects us, to love others the way he loves. And although we are imperfect human beings, our spirits are perfect. And we can show that love of Jesus, even though we are not intrinsically capable of that kind of love in and of ourselves. Even Jesus said, without the Father, I could do nothing. That's in John 5, verse 19. Jesus therefore answered them, most certainly I tell you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing. For whatever things he does, these the Son also does likewise. And applying that to us, in John 15, from verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the farmer. Every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I in you. As the branch can't bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him, the same bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. In verse 6 he goes on, if a man doesn't remain in me, he is thrown out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it will be done for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. And so you will be my disciples. the fact that we rely completely and surrender totally to God is highlighted in Titus 3 from verse 4. But when the kindness of God our Saviour and his love toward mankind appeared, not by works of righteousness which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, that, being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. In 1 John 4 verse 17, it says, in this love has been made perfect among us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so are we in this world. Therefore, whatever God expects us to do, to be like Jesus, he gives us the grace to do. So just do it, just love, just shine his light.